You are now listening to a holiday edition of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 269.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my peoples? I hope you guys had a fantastic Christmas and getting ready for the new year here. We are, if you're listening to this at the time that the show's getting published on the 27th, we are actually hopping on a flight to Atlanta, then taking about an hour and a half drive to Gatlinburg, rented a nice cabin in the mountains with the family, and looking forward to just hanging around Gatlinburg. So if you're in the area, hit me up. And just, it's awesome to just, you know, unplug, disconnect. My girls have, my little ones have never seen snow, so this should be a cool experience. And just unplug for about 8-9 days and enjoy the New Year's out there. Kind of get out of this South Florida weather and enjoy some of the, you know, some of the elements elsewhere. So, guys, I want to, again, I hope you had a fantastic Christmas and just getting ready to, you know, hit the new year, hit the ground running hard, you know. And so I want to just share with you a few tips that that we have noticed make a big difference in our business this year as it relates to follow-up. You know, hopefully you understand the importance and you know why follow-up is so critical in your business, regardless of the marketing that you're doing. Even if you're going, if you're not direct to seller and you're getting properties, you know, from realtors or whatever the case might be, follow-up is huge. A good percentage, a good 70 to 80% of our deals still come from follow-up. And as the market, you know, turns, as things start to kind of soften over the course of the next 6, 12, maybe 18 months, if you don't have a follow-up system in place, you're going to get left behind. But, you know, follow-up is just so important. And when I say follow-up, I'm talking about, you know, you want to touch, quote unquote, that's a marketing term. You want to touch your prospects and your leads as many different ways as possible. One of the things we've even been doing with follow-up is when we can connect with somebody on Facebook, a seller, we will send them a Facebook message. Okay. Obviously there's text, there's voicemail drops, you know, or ringless voicemails. You know, there's, of course, you can call the seller, you can send them direct mail. But, you know, what I want to kind of focus on today, especially since it's around the time of the holidays, follow-up is powerful even when you're following up and you're not even talking about the property. What I mean by that is oftentimes when, you know, when our acquisitions manager, our lead manager, when they connect with the seller, and the seller in the course of the conversation mentions, you know, hey, I'm heading into surgery, or I got a doctor's appointment, or I just got back from vacation, or I'm looking forward to moving to this place. You got to be an active listener, but listen for those cues. Listen for those things that the seller says that may not sound important on the surface, but it is important. And use those as opportunities to follow up in the near future and not even ask about the property, not even ask about their situation, but just drop a line, give them a call, send them a text, or even a video text message. You know, that's one of the things I saw my acquisitions manager was working out of the office yesterday, and he was creating some videos, personalized videos, and texting them to sellers and just saying, hey, listen, I know last time we talked, you know, you mentioned that you had a doctor's appointment. I had you in mind, wanted to follow up and touch base and see how you were doing. You know, I hope your health is, I hope you're in good health and your family's doing well. If you need anything, I'm here for you. And that's it. You know, so we're not even talking about the property. And by the way, we genuinely care, you know, so it's not like this isn't a slick way to just, yeah, it accomplishes, you know, it kills two birds with one stone and it does accomplish multiple things. But we do genuinely care about these people and we're just touching base and finding out how they're doing. Even if nothing comes of that and they don't even get back to you, it's cool. You know, like you reached out and you just you're letting them know that, hey, you're keeping them in mind. And then, of course, there's the regular follow up, you know, about their situation, about their property. So vary your touches, you know, so text message, email, video text, voicemail drop, sending them, you know, we're in the holidays. It's a perfect time to send a themed card or something and do something creative, do something different. You know, one of the things that we were going to do, in all honesty, we just didn't get around to it. I really wish we would have, is, you know, like, I love the movie Vacation with Chevy Chase. And so one of the vacation movies is the holiday edition. I think it's Christmas Vacation. And so I saw a postcard out there, or not a postcard, I saw a marketing piece that had Chevy Chase with like a funny looking expression on his face, and he had the Santa hat on, you know, so do something different, you know, but think about different, when holidays come around the corner, think about ways that you can incorporate that into your marketing, you know, and just drop a line, you know, include a business card in there, just your phone number or your website, and say, hey, just wishing you well this holiday season, anything you might need, anything I can do to help or add value, we're here for you. So think about ways that you can follow up more with your prospects. Of course, you got to be careful. You got to use your judgment. You don't want to be overbearing or just obnoxious in any way and call people every day, text them every day. That's a bit too much, and that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. So just kind of use your judgment with that. The other thing that we recently started doing is, you know, we've been noticing that a lot of sellers are just delirious, or they're not realistic about, you know, what they want for their property, or they're just overly ambitious about what they think they can get, where they believe the market is going. Of course, nobody has a crystal ball. But, you know, Adrian from my team had a really, really good idea that I hadn't thought of. And I think I had heard about this in the past, but we just never really implemented it. Is just jump on Google and type in anything, any news-related articles, okay, or blog posts or videos from the news, especially if it's national, about the state of the real estate market, about the you know, maybe you find something on the housing bubble, or how the market is softening, or how prices are going down, interest rates are rising, prices are going down, anything that talks about, you know, the market softening or the market turning, copy that link and text it to sellers and just say, hey, look, I just came across an interesting blog post or an interesting article about the market. I had you in mind, thought you might want to know, just kind of an FYI, and send it to them. It could be, you can send it to them by text. You can send it to them by email. You can even do a combination of, you know, creating a video and referencing the blog post and just kind of summarizing it in 15 to 30 seconds and saying, hey, look, I'm going to drop the link here along with the video in this text message in case you have any interest. If you want to talk, you know, we're here for you. Things like that. Start to kind of plant these seeds of doubt about the market. And you're not doing anything in a malicious way. I mean, you're sharing news articles with them about the market. I mean, we all know the market's going to turn at some point, just nobody knows exactly when. The market just doesn't go up and up and up forever, right? You have market cycles. You got real estate market cycles. And so educate your sellers. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go from wanting, you know, X amount to X, like, you know, 100% less than what they're, it doesn't work that way, but you just want to plant these seeds and you're acting as a funnel of information for these people, and you're adding value, whether you know it or not. So that's what I got for you today, guys. Just a few quick tips or things you can do, you know, to follow up with people. You could even, you know, if you have bird dogs or property finders, people driving for dollars, or even your acquisitions manager, you know, if you've been following up with a hot prospect, or, you know, it's somebody you can help, and it could be a really, really good deal, and they happen to be in the area, you know, drop by, like, knock on the door, God forbid, you know, and just, hey, I wanted to put a face to the name. I was in the area looking at another property, just wanted to drop by and see how you were doing. So these are all things you guys can do. It takes effort. It's the type of things that most people won't do, but it's also the type of things that if you do, you're going to separate yourself from everybody else out there. And do it with a genuine heart, you know, do it with really wanting to connect with these people, whether you can help them or not, whether you can buy their property or not. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode here. I'm pretty much disconnected for the next 8-9 days, but the podcast is going to continue to roll. I got some kick-ass experts coming up, I just appreciate you. You know, I wish you nothing but health, success, happiness in 2019, looking forward to you know, being a part of your journey. So have an awesome New Year's, we'll connect on the next one, okay?
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.